The next concept I want to share is one of the primary Zen goals, detached mind. Your mind is attached or detached. The vast majority of the people on this planet live out their lives knowing only attached mind. This means your state of mind is always changing from positive to negative as outside conditions change. There is extreme fluctuation from happiness and joy, down through neutral, to the basement of emotions such as depression, anger, hostility, and other fears. Here are some examples of attached mind. 1. While you're backing your car out of a tight parking place, you fail to see a low retaining wall and put a dent in your rear fender. You're upset with yourself, and you become depressed. 2. You're having a great day at the office until a coworker makes a snide remark about your taste in clothes. Your response is inner anger, and you dwell upon the slight for the rest of the day. 3. At an office meeting, you present an expansion plan for your division, and your presentation is well received. But afterward, someone you respect criticizes your concept and you respond with hostility. The goal is to develop detached mind. This means your state of mind fluctuates only from positive to neutral as outside conditions change. You accept all the warmth and joy and happiness that life has to offer, while detaching from negativity by allowing it to flow through you without affecting you. In other words, your state of mind drops no further than neutral. Now here are the same situations I just described, but experienced with detached mind. 1. While backing your car out of a tight parking place, you fail to notice a low retaining wall and put a dent in your rear fender. In understanding that you can't change what happened, you accept what is. You refuse to get upset and make matters worse by programming your subconscious mind with negativity. 2. You're having a great day at the office. When a coworker makes a snide remark about your taste in clothes, you let the remark flow through you without affecting you. You know the remark says a lot more about your coworker than it does about your taste in clothes. 3. At an office meeting, you present an expansion plan for your division, and your presentation is well received. But afterwards, someone whose opinion you respect criticizes your concept. You respond by saying, "Thank you for your opinion. I understand that's what you feel." Now you're unaffected by the remark. You know your critic is speaking from his viewpoint, which has nothing to do with the facts. You know the presentation was well received, and you've detached from the need to be right.